Illinois State Representative and House Finance and Revenue Committee Chair John Bradley joining us on the phone this morning. Hope you had a good holiday, John.
Yeah, I did. I want to say hello to my beautiful wife and kids, too. So we had a good holiday.
Good. Although I have to tell you, when I started seeing this story yesterday, I had a lot of different impressions. One, the honeymoon is definitely over. Now we've gone to the yelling obscenities at other ends of the house. Illinois yesterday, Democrats proposed a $36.3 billion budget. That's $3 billion more than the revenue from the Associated Press story. True, John?
We put together a spending plan, which the governor will have to make some decisions with in terms of making some additional cuts to what's been cut in the past, keeping a lot of things flat and not buying into this notion of a $2.2 billion savings on the pension payment, which the governor had in his budget. So the main differences between the governor's proposed budget and the reality of doing a budget which is balanced and fair and realistic based on the facts presented is that the governor had a $2.2 billion reduction in the pension payment. As we all know, the Supreme Court struck down the pension reform. Even had the Supreme Court upheld the pension reform, there was no way the state of Illinois was going to realize a $2.2 billion savings. So the main difference in the spending plan that we're putting forward for the governor to consider is that we are not going to underfund or short the pension payment, and we're keeping everything else either level or at a lower rate than last year. So this is our attempt to put something out there which is realistic, which is based on facts, and which will require further decisions to be made, but which continues the process of moving forward in this budget making and basing it on a realistic and an actual amount that's owed to the pension system.
All right. So what you're saying, John, is we've got to find more money and taxes to fill the gap, revenue sources to fill this $3 billion gap?
Well, the governor's got decisions to make. So if this budget is sent to him, he's got decisions to make. So he has all kinds of abilities under the Constitution. He can veto it. He can amendatorily veto it and reduce the amounts. He can come back to us and ask for revenue. But he has got some decisions to make in terms of, okay, this is a realistic budget. This is a budget that doesn't kill the middle class. This is a budget that does not middle class, and this is a budget which forces the state spending, cuts the programs, and which is realistic about paying the things that have to be paid, specifically the pension funds. Now, we are giving him the amount that he wanted on group health insurance, which is a significantly reduced amount. And that's so he can continue the negotiations. And it's the same thing that we did for Governor at his request, and we're doing it for Governor Rauner as well. But the notion that we're going to balance the budget on the backs of middle-class working men and women, that's not going to happen.
Yesterday, Lance Trover, now, John, I'm not reading this to you so much as I am our listeners, okay? Lance Trover, Director of Communications, after this announcement of the $36.3 billion with a $3 billion less in revenue, says Speaker Madigan and the politicians he controls are walking away from the negotiating table and refusing to compromise on critical reforms needed to turn around Illinois. Turnaround, by the way, is capitalized for the turnaround program. Instead, they appear ready to end the regular session with yet another broken budget or massive tax hikes and no structural reforms. The Speaker and his allies in the legislature are sorely mistaken if they believe the people of Illinois will accept doubling down on a broken system that has failed Illinois over the last dozen years. That's the entire statement issued by the governor's office yesterday afternoon at 3:29.
Tom, go back to that part about other things besides the budget. Could you read that line again?
Walking away from the negotiating table and refusing to compromise on critical reforms needed to turn around Illinois.
Critical reforms to turn around Illinois means that what they said, what that means is, let's just go right past the code. That means him and his demands to pass right to work, to bust the unions, to get rid of middle class rights, to get rid of things that the people in our area truly believe in. What that means is to shut down the Franklin County Detention Center. What that means is to continue to do things that hurt our area. I represent our willing to do that.
John, we are very seriously losing your cell phone signal.
Are you there?
There we go. Well, you're back now, but it got very attenuated there towards the end. Could you say that last statement again, please, sir? And apparently the answer is no. Not that he can't say it, it's just that we can't hear it. 728. And we've lost the state representative, News Radio WJPF, Southern Illinois' number one for news and talk. What's very clear at this point is that there is a showdown. I'm hoping this is John calling my other line. John's at you?
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's all right. John, what I was saying while you were, and by the way, thanks for calling back. There is what, you know, all things aside, there's a showdown. There's going to be a showdown between now and the 31st. There's a showdown happening right now.
You can't condition the passage of a responsible budget on busting the unions, on taking away the rights of working men and women, of picking on the middle class. You just can't do that. And, you know, I voted for Governor Rauner's budget. I voted for his supplemental budget, and we funded the Franklin County Juvenile Detention Center, and he cut it anyway. And we funded all those programs, like the program up in Cesar, the after-school program, and he cut it anyway, Tom. I mean, I'm trying. I have tried to work with him. I'm trying to work with him. But when you condition the passage of a budget upon going against core values that the people that I represent believe in, that's a difficult negotiation.
John, what has to be done between now and Sunday?
Well, we're gonna pass a spending plan. The governor will have decisions to make. Still willing to try to work through things. I mean, people that know me know that I have a long history of putting together bipartisan agreements, of working things out, of getting people like the Sierra Club and Environment Illinois to agree with people like the oil and gas industry, of getting issues like 911 and groups that have never been able to come together to work together. And so, you know, these are things where, you know, speaking for myself, you know, trying to work with people, but when you come to me and say a core value that you believe in and the people that you represent believe in has to happen, has to be retreated from before I'll pass a budget, I mean, what's next, Tom? Guns? I mean, what's next? I've been down this road with other governors where I say, well, Bradley, you either vote against guns or else I'm going to come after you. Well, guess what? We've been down that road before.
Yeah, don't really sound much like a wallflower today.
Well, we've been down that road before, and the notion that, again, read that press release. What critical reforms? He's talking about getting rid of collective bargaining. He's talking about right to work. He's talking about getting rid of prevailing wage. He's talking about things which have nothing to do with the budget.
Illinois State Representative John Bradley. John, I'll probably talk to you a little more towards the end of the week when this picture has become a bit clearer, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate it, Tom. Thank you. And sorry about the interruption.
I just, you know, you've changed from phone signals. I know you're busy on the road. It's 732, News Radio WJPF. Coming up, it's the Osgood Files here on News Radio WJPF.